Very good. How are you?
You are coming to Australia for a speaking tour. The Inside Making a Murderer and The Staircase speaking tour happening 23rd of March at Goldfields Theatre. The inspiration behind Making a Murderer, which is something you lived through, it's a real life story, has captivated the globe. Were you surprised by how invested the general public were and how many conspiracy theories came out from that?
Well, I was surprised that the general public became so invested in this story. I did get a preview of the film before it was released to the general public. I saw it on like December 14th, a couple of days before everyone else did. I knew it was going to be a hit because I started watching the series at 7 o'clock one evening. I had to decide whether to go to episode 10, which is the only episode that I was in the first season, or to start at the beginning. But I started at the beginning, and 7 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, I had finished the series. So you might say I was the first binge watcher of Making a Murderer.
You're actually the director of the Centre on Wrongful Convictions of Youth. I mean, we hope as a society that justice is served, but it's not often the case, is it? There may be new details that come to light. So overall for you, to be the voice for someone who may not be able to have that voice, that must be really hard because you've got the general public wanting a solution, but it's never black and white sometimes.
Yeah, it is hard, but it's also, you know, easy to represent somebody like Brendan, who is a kind and sweet soul, somebody who it's been an honor and a privilege to represent. And as we've traveled all over the United States and indeed, you know, throughout the UK, we have been overwhelmed by the support that we've seen people have for Brendan. You know, I think most people who saw Making a Murderer and watched Brendan's side of the story have rallied to his cause because they see a tremendous injustice in the way he was treated.
With these tours, lots of questions, no doubt. People are fascinated by these series. What's the most common question you tend to find you're asked by the public?
Well, people do want to know why it is or how it is that people confess to crimes that they did not commit. And that's a good part of what we're going to talk about when we come down under and speak to, you know, folks in Australia. That's been the main focus of our work for the last 15 years for me and for the last 10 years for Laura.
Do you also find that the general public love to run their theories past you?
I've gotten emails and tweets and Facebook messages and letters from people all over the world who are obsessed with Making a Murderer, trying to solve the crime. I've gone down the Reddit rabbit hole a few times.
Oh, no.
Once you get sucked in, there's no escape.
You know, some of these theories have been useful and worth pursuing. Certainly not all of them, but some of them have been. It takes a lot of time to respond to them, and I don't respond to all of them, but I do listen to them.
I was chatting to our receptionist, Ruby, who actually revealed that she's had to ban her partner from watching the series, or at least while she's home, because she is sick of him yelling at the TV screen. He is that invested with what is being played out. I'm hearing more and more of these stories. I was chatting to someone else in our finance department, Julia. There are forums on Facebook where fans can discuss this series. I mean, do you find that you have to leave the office in a disguise now?
Because you have groupies, basically.
Right.
Like, people love you. You are like Mick Jagger to some certain groups on Facebook.
Well, it's really flattering to hear that, but you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, my groupies pale in comparison to those of my colleague Laura Nyreiter, and neither Laura nor I have any kind of the, you know, the fan base that Jerry Buting, Dean Strang, and Kathleen Zellner have. I can sort of put a hat on and disappear. The only time I get recognized is as that guy next to Laura, you know?
That guy. Does that mean you've also got an IMDb account as well, just listed as that guy?
It wouldn't surprise me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they walk up to Laura, whether in a train station or a restaurant, and they say, oh, you're Laura Naira. You must be you're Brendan Dassey's attorney. How he's doing? And then they look over at me, and they sort of take a double take, and then they go back to Laura, and they say, oh, you're that guy.
You're that guy. We can relate, because people do that with us all the time. They go, where do I know you from? Nah, I'll pick it sooner or
usually
later.
Usually it's not until I laugh. They go, oh,
you're the lady from the radio.
One.
Right.
You do incredible work, Stephen, as the director of the Centre on Wrongful Convictions of Youth. More importantly, you are coming our way, Inside Making a Murderer and The Staircase Speaking Tour, as I mentioned. March 23, Goldfields Theatre. We're going to get all the details up. Ticket details, krock.com.au. It's been a real privilege to have a few minutes of your time, Stephen. We really appreciate it. And all the best on the Australian Speaking Tour.
Thank you so much. You take care.